السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد رسول الله، والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected, honorable and beloved brothers, elders and our young ones in Islam, a very great mufassir of the Quran, Qadi Thanaullah Panipati rahimahumullah, has stated in his tafsir Madhari that it was on the night of the 8th of Zulhijjah, the night preceding the 8th of Zulhijjah, that Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had seen this dream for the first time of him slaughtering his son Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. That is why in the terminology of the Sharia, the 8th of Zulhijjah, which was yesterday in Makkah Mukarrama, today here in South Africa, is known as Yawmut Tarwiyah. Tarwiyah refers to reflection, the day of reflection. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam sat and he reflected, what is this command of Allah, knowing full well that the dreams of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam is also wahi. With regards to the Mina of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, we will discuss on a later date. However, what I wish to discuss today is the Mina of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down the first wahi, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, then for 3 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make the da'wat of Islam known to everyone, and it was not on a general basis where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will invite openly. It was after the 3rd year of the nubuwat that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to invite people towards Islam openly. When Allah Rabbul Izzat gave him the command, one aspect of the da'wat, the invitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was that on the Hajj of that time, it was times of paganism, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to Mina. And in Mina, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will invite a young boy, explains what he had seen with his own eyes. He says, I stood on the hill and I saw this person go from tent to tent, from person to person, inviting, and he was only asking one question, مَنْ يُؤْوِينِي وَمَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي حَتَّى أُبَلِّغَ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي. Who is there to grant me protection, shelter? Who is there to help me so that I may propagate, disseminate this message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Very few had accepted most rejected. There is an incident in the kitabs of Sirah, the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that on Mina, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the tents of the Banu Amir ibn Sasa tribe. And there Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again made the same plea, may yu'wini wa may yansuruni hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. Who is there to shelter me, to protect me? Who is there to help me so that I may disseminate the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Some of the people of this tribe felt inclined towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words when he explained to them Islam and this kalima la ilaha illallah. They said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that our leader is not here right now, but if you wait, then he may listen to you and he may or may not accept. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in anticipation waited. And alas, when the leader of the tribe had come, he asked the people about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They explained who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. He became abusive to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying that your own people have refused and not accepted you. They have rejected your message. And walking on the plains of Mina today, you are the worst, most despised, most hated person. If my people had not given you this hope, I would have beheaded you. Nonetheless, he turns Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam out. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is now going towards his camel Adba. And at that time, this person takes his spear and he pierces the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The camel slips, dropping Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam off, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is on the ground. He is bruised. He's filled with sand. Brothers, we're discussing the Mina of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are those days that there was one message for 10 years openly on every Hajj. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give the same da'wat of Islam. It continues from the 4th year of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam right towards the end. The Aus and the Khazraj had accepted the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this youngster carries on with his narration, and he says, I saw this man go from morning right up to midday. And right up to midday, the same message he goes on. His body is filled with dust. There is these bruises. He's hurt. He's injured. He lacks the energy. He drops to the ground. And there he sits on the ground just at the time of Zawal. And then I saw a little girl come out. And that little girl comes with a little handkerchief and she begins to wipe his face and his Mubarak body. I asked my father, who is this? My father replies, this is Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His message is the message of Islam, and that girl is his beloved daughter Zainab. Brothers and friends, that was the 10 years of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Aus and the Khazraj, the tribes of Medina, they had come, accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They responded to this question, may yu'wini, who will give me respite, who will give me refuge, who will give me shelter? And may yansuruni, who will assist me? And that is why the Aus and the Khazraj had become the Ansar. That Ansar, up to this day, Allah Ta'ala has enshrined in the Quran. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks glowingly about them. Now if we fast forward, the Hijrah became the foundation, the stepping stone to futuhat, to the victory of Islam, and then in the end of the life of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ was revealed. حَجَّةُ الْوَدَاءَ الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. In a nutshell, we understood 10 years of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mina. Now let's look at the Mina of the Hajjatul Wada. On Yawmun Nahar, on the day of Adha, or what we will call Bakri Eid, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like he had given the khutbah of Arafat, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 2 days later, gives the khutbah on Yawmun Nahar on the 10th of Zulhijjah, or rather the next day, on the 10th of Zulhijjah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands in front of Sahaba. We won't go through the entire khutbah, but the last part of the khutbah, which is relevant to us at this particular time, it is relevant to us as an ummah. 10 years before, he spent his life establishing this deen of Allah. He spent his life building an ummah. That hijrah which we are proud of as Muslims, the Akhdul Mu'akhat, that treaty of brotherhood that he had brought between Muhajirin and Ansar, is something you and I are proud about as Muslims. But now there is another fikr. There is another concern in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is going to happen to my ummah? This ummah that my blood had oozed out for. This ummah that my body was soiled with the sand of Mina and other places. This body of mine that went through the toil and suffering. What to build this ummah? Now Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stands at where Masjidul Khayf is today. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba in the middle of a khutbah, unprecedented, in the middle of the khutbah, Ayyu shahrin hada? Ayyu shahrin hada? Which month is this? Any one of us will know the answer to that question. But Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum responded, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Fasakata hatta dhananna annahu sayusammihi bighayri ismihi. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. That silence was for such a long time that the Rawi says, the narrator says, that we as Sahaba, we had thought that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to change the name of this month. Who didn't know it was the month of Hajj? Who didn't know it was Dhul Hijjah? But this silence went on. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Alaytha Dhul Hijjah? Is this not the month of Dhul Hijjah? Sahaba replied in the affirmative. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the second question, Ayyu baladin hada? Ayyu baladin hada? He's standing in Mina. He knows he's standing in Mina. And he's asking, what city is this? The response again, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Fasakata hatta dhananna annahu layusammihi bighayri ismihi. We thought in our minds that that lengthy silence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is going to change the name of Makkah. Then he asked, Alaysa al-Balda? Is this not the city of Makkah? Makkah had different names. The Quran, Allah Ta'ala calls it Makkah. Allah Ta'ala calls it Makkah. Allah Ta'ala calls it Ummul Qura, Al-Qariya. And now in the Hadith, Al-Balda. Sahaba replied in the affirmative. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the third question, Ayyu yawmin hada? Ayyu yawmin hada? On the day of Yawmun Nahar, On the day of Bakri Eid, which child does not know it is Bakri Eid? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba, they said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. And again, fasakata, hatta dhananna annahu sayusammihi bighayri ismihi. A lengthy silence. And we thought that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to change the name. And then he asked, Alaysa yawman nahar? Is this not the day of nahar? Is this not the day of sacrifice? Is it not the day of Eid al-Adha? Sahaba replied in the affirmative. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa aradakum haramun alaykum ka hurmati yawmikum hadha fi shahrikum hadha fi baladikum hadha fi yawmikum hadha aw kama qala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Listen my sahaba, that your blood between yourselves, Muslims' blood in the eyes of a Muslim, your wealth, the wealth of a Muslim and even a non-Muslim, between yourselves, and your honor between yourselves, the key word, is sacred to you, like how this month is sacred to you. This month of Zulhijjah, we have heard on previous Jumu'ah, that it was and it is known as one of the Ashhurul Hurum, one of the sacred months in Islam. That even in paganism, if an Arab had seen his worst enemy, he would not declare war against him in honor of the month of Zulhijjah. And secondly, the city of Makkah was so honored in the eyes of the Arabs that it is known, it is famous, that if a son saw the murderer of his father in the Haram of Makkah, that son would not retaliate. He would wait for the man to leave the Haram before he would retaliate. That is how sacred Makkah was in the eyes of the Arabs. Yawmun Nahar, that day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives more next from the fire of Jahannam, and thereafter Allah Ta'ala has announced the forgiveness. That honor of the day of Yawmun Nahar, even more than all three together, is the honor of a Muslim. Friends, we need to ask ourselves the pertinent question. Why is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving this khutbah in Yawmun Nahar? His audience at that time was Sahaba. Allah had announced a few years before, in the sixth year of the Hijrah already, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. My Sahaba are those who have mutual compassion and love and kindness for each other. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking to the Ummah till the day of Qiyamah, that the honor of a Muslim is as important as the honor of the month of Zulhijjah, the city of Makkah, the day of Nahar. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a famous hadith. We listen to it in passing. We will speak about it in passing. Allah put the reality of it into us. He's making tawaf, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who is the narrator. He's making tawaf of Baytullah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma athyabaka wa athyaba rihak. Ma a'zamaka wa a'zama hurmatak. O Kaaba, how pure you are and how fragrant is your smell. How sacred you are and how honored is your sacredness. However, the honor of a Muslim is far greater than you, O Kaaba. Makkah is on its place, Baytullah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this lesson. Friends, on this occasion of Hajj, at a time when we are prepared to make our qurbani and our sacrifice, and we are prepared to let the blood of that animal flow, You and I need to understand as an ummah that a believer has something that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking in this context. In the hadith of Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. A Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. La yadhlimuhu, wa la yakhzuluhu, wa la yahqiruhu, wa taqwa hahuna, wa yashiru ila sadrihi thalatha marrat. A believer is a brother to a believer. A believer does not commit any zulm, any transgression, any atrocity, be his blood, be his wealth, be his honor. A Muslim will never abandon another Muslim, and a Muslim will never look down or belittle another Muslim. And then he gives the primary reason why. What is the reason that a believer is honored? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, taqwa is here. Ulama have written that when a person brings iman and he says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the one hand, it is a gift that Allah had seen that heart befitting of that gift. Allah had seen that heart befitting of that gift. We hear the famous words of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Allah had hidayat in his hands, if it was in the hidayat of man, who would have thought of Bilal al-Habash? It is Allah that has given this iman in the heart of a person. Ulama have written that from the time a person brings iman, he has a ta'alluq, he has a relationship with Allah. If he performs his salat, that recognition begins to blossom. He pays his zakat, that relationship becomes one of love. He fasts, love, muhabbat goes to the state of ishq. That is the very foundation of the travel and the journey of a believer towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. My beloved friends, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has honored that person who protects the honor of a believer. In such glowing words, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "May yaruddu an 'izzi akhihi." That person that defends the honor of his Muslim brother, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect him from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will make the decision that this person is not to go into the fire of Jahannam. It is important for us to understand that every believer is worthy of honor in the eyes of Allah. Dhunnun Misri rahimahumullah was a great wali of Allah. He was from Egypt. And once he walked the banks of a river and he had seen a drunkard, an intoxicated person. Sometimes when a person gets so intoxicated, then we see the froth coming out of his mouth. And such was the case of this person. All Zunnun Misri did was he took his cloth, he dipped it into the water, and he wiped the face of that person. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inspired his heart. O Zunnun, I've made this person a wali from amongst my awliya. He could not understand, how does a person like this, in a simple second, become a wali of Allah? Zunnun, you washed his face because of me. I have cleansed his heart because of you. If each and every one of us can understand, to conclude that hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, it is sufficient for a person to be regarded as evil. Ay yahqira akhahu al-muslim. That he belittles his Muslim brother. So brothers and friends, let us make dua that Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and the ability to understand the value of a believer in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The other aspect very quickly I'd like to discuss is, in South Africa, tomorrow is Yawmul Arafah. And on Yawmul Arafah, most of the ulama have stated it is the best day in the Islamic calendar. There are a few things that we need to do. One is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that we should recite La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulk wa lahul hamd biyadihil khair wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Recited in abundance because this is symbolic of the tawheed, the wahdaniyat, the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is all easy for us to do. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been on the day of Arafat making a dua in Hajj and out of Hajj. Allahumma aati raqabati minan nar. Allahumma aatiq raqabati minan nar. O Allah, free my neck from the fire of Jahannam. We are all in need of that. Warzuq li minar rizqil halal. Secondly, O Allah, grant me my sustenance from halal sustenance. And the third, wasrif anni fasaqatal jinni wal ins. And O Allah, turn away the transgression of the transgressive jinnat and insan away from me. We cannot learn the Arabic, we do not know the Arabic, say it in English. The third thing we can do, just to repeat, O Allah, free me from the fire of Jahannam, emancipate me from the fire of Jahannam, grant me my sustenance from halal rozi. And number three, O Allah, turn me away from the transgression of insan and jinn that are transgressive. The third thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the non-haji, is to fast on Yawmul Arafah. The fast of Yawmul Arafah, the past year's sins and the future year's sins will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as much, the last, if he can do, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person that can protect his eyes, protect his ears, and protect his mouth, his tongue from sin, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make his maghfirat. May Allah ta'ala forgive each and every one of us. Whoever is ill and sick, Allah grant them all shifa'i kamil ajil mustamir. Those that we have lost, family members and in ummat, may Allah ta'ala grant them the highest of jannatul firdaus. Wherever the ummat is suffering, may Allah ta'ala alleviate the sufferings of the ummat of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, as we know, they heard the announcement, the Eidgah will be taking place on the park next door. Brothers that are in close proximity to the masjid, again, like Eidul Fitr, if we can abide and we can come walking, inshallah, that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to walk by one route to the Eidgah and then to return via another route. That is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will alleviate, inshallah, the congestion of the parking. Those that brothers who want to volunteer, especially after the Eid Salah, to roll back the mats, may Allah ta'ala will reward you if you can just spend a few minutes thereafter. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq.